there's a lot that can be done. I think if there's anything good that can come out of this entire situation, it's the fact that I think the political will is there now to address the issue we have with municipalities, and in some cases municipal, or I should say with some municipal police departments, and in some cases the actual municipality. We've tried for years and talked about for years that if you can't afford to provide appropriate law enforcement to your citizens, then you shouldn't be in the business of being a municipality. You know, we've had mayors in the past that have sent out letters saying, hey, if you guys want to continue to get paid, then you need to start writing some more tickets. You know, that's a sign right there that they can't afford a police department. And it was a police department at one time was very good because they had adequate resources and they were able to do very thorough investigations because they had the personnel to do it and they weren't busy writing tickets or spending all their time doing that. So I think we've looked at that. Now, some of the proposals that are out there about consolidating, a number of smaller departments are not particularly good, and that's because there's some talking about consolidating departments, that many of which don't have the resources, so you end up with a larger department that doesn't have resources as opposed to an appropriate police department. I think there's a lot that can be done, and I think it's incumbent upon the leaders in the municipalities to sit down and start talking about it and do something about it. You know, the county police contract with a number of municipalities, and in every case, it actually results in a cost reduction to what they're spending currently on the police departments, and then they get a full service. You know, they have a unit that can investigate serious offenses, an identification unit. Some of the departments that that we've seen recently contracting with each other, when they have a serious matter or when they need identification work done, evidence gathering and the like, they're going to call the county police in. So we're not quite sure what they're contracting for in the first place.